Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I was just a pig in heaven.
I saved the day.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't. That's a great question.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, one of the things about the YouTube chat is you never know what's going to come up. And
they fighting?
No, they're talking about one of our all-time favorites, Pam Grier.
That's my crush of my life forever.
I was a big fan also.
I thought it was Halle Berry.
Well, that's the newer, but Pam was before Halle for me, Evan. I mean, she was stunning.
Hey. She's a great actress.
And Jackie Brown, I've watched it 900 million. And that was, she was incredible. I'm a fan. Why would she come up in the chat?
I don't know.
No kids for her.
Well, I just did a quick search on it. Apparently she never got married and had no kids. She did mess around with Richard Pryor.
Though. Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Romantically involved with him for a little
while. Yeah, Rich.
But we'll move on.
Yeah.
This is. Let me tell you something. This is just a great text on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. From the 262, Steiny, I hate to be a brass tacks guy.
Oh, boy.
That's what made me keep reading. But it's important to consider that this cap space rolls over to next season, and the Purdy contract only balloons further. To put it in Catholic school terms, they'd be robbing Peter to pay Paul by being aggressive at the deadline. Our listeners are unreal. They're among the best. So, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be real careful on how aggressive you want to be.
Yeah, and we got to get back to sports too, Steiny, but you brought up Pam, and then I got some RIP to D'Angelo, the R&B singer. He passed away today.
Yeah. And...
51 years old.
50 freaking one. Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah.
But now,
why do we still have our nose to the grindstone, Goo?
I mean, it's what we
seriously.
Do. If I had a shot of scotch right now with two cubes in it, and you, Evan, and I were just sitting around talking, it's like the injury thing. You think injuries only happen to old people or old athletes. It happens to young people, too. A lot of things happen in this world, and that's why I try to preach, Steiny, just... Pick up that phone if you're going through something with somebody. Call and tell them you love them. Fix it. Because tomorrow is not promised, man.
Yeah, I texted my mom yesterday. And my sister, actually.
But see, that's easy. I want you to text your brother.
No.
See, that's... I'm going to fix it.
Ask me again. Ask me again.
I want you to text your brother.
No.
That's a great question.
No. There's a difference between my brother and my sister and my mom, and that's... I like them.
Yeah, but still, I see Evan with his brother, and I just get like,
well, I never had
Evan more because that's what it's supposed to be.
I never had that relationship with my older brother.
And that's
brother.
Why you should fix it. Be the bigger
person. There's no relationship to fix.
But your blood.
Allegedly. He is.
The milkman.
Let's go to...
thicker than water.
Oh, Leroy in Oakland's got buying and selling thoughts. There he is. What's up? What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goop?
You got it?
No, I'm not. I'm not being aggressive if I'm the Niners and going out getting anyone. But I would like to see them be aggressive, specifically Shanahan and Saleh. Be more aggressive in their play calling, meaning trusting their players more, because I don't believe when coaches say we're not dummying down the playbook. Go, Steiny, have you ever heard a coach admit when a star player gets hurt, whether it's on offense or defense, when they've asked a question by reporters, do you have to dummy it down? No, we're not going to dummy it down. No, sure you're going to dummy it down, but you guys just don't want to admit it for some reason. Mm. And I think that Shanahan and Saleh are dummying this thing down, but they look at it as some knock on them if they admit that they're dummying it down. Let it go. Let the players play. Be more aggressive in your play calling. Saleh's going to have to take some chances. Yeah, these players are young. Yeah, we're hurt. But don't tell us that you're not dummying down the playbook when it's obvious that you really are. So be more aggressive. Let that playbook go like the starters was in there on both sides, and then let the chips fall where they
may. Hey, Lee, I got to ask you this. So that 4th-and-1 on the Pooney false start, which went to 4th-and-6, off that call, Steiny, I guess if Leroy was still on the phone, he would say hell yes to – He wanted Kyle to go for it, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I would have took the 3.
I feel like
I was aggressive there,
and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the decision to go for that on 4th-and-6, that wasn't one that burned 49er fans, you know, behind. If
well,
you
Keyshawn
will.
Johnson, it did.
I feel like if 49er fans had a problem with it, it wasn't a huge problem with it. And I always think those are never as big decisions as people think, just because if you're able to see the other side of the issue, or the a consequence of your decision, then you're weighing it the way you want. You're just picking one over the other. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, he knew, well, if we go for it here on 4th-and-6 and don't get it, that means one thing. If we go for it and get it, that means another. If we go for a field goal and get it, that's one. What if we miss, you know?
And what if we don't get another chance to get down here?
Exactly. I may be wrong, but I don't think 49er fans were fuming about that one.
Do you expect this Sunday night that Robert Saleh, all of a sudden, every time we look up, Steiny, their Niners, some Niners going to be blitzing and just deal with it, you know? I'm not saying slow death, but you can kind of manipulate and manufacture pressure. So do you dial up, you know, a bunch of blitzes when before, you know, maybe you didn't have to. But now I just feel like, to Leroy's point of taking a chance, you know, you win some and lose some. But, man, you got to get to Penix and any other quarterback, Stafford and my guy Stroud in Houston, man. You got to get home, Steiny. You got to make them uncomfortable. And yeah. I thought for the most part, Baker Mayfield – you know, had time to do whatever he wanted, and he knew it.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, how much Saleh can do defensively. I do think there is something inherent that if the 49ers before the season thought they were a good team, and now they've been decimated by injury, and they're struggling a little, and now their expectations might not be as high. Well, that is a time when you can take more risks. The problem is you're still tied for first place, so you don't want to be dumb.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, I think there's going to be opportunities to take more chances on this team. I mean, hell, they don't have an interception all year.
And that's going back to last year. Yeah. I think it's 22-something games. I can't remember the number, but, I mean, man, a good defense or any defense. Now, you got to take the ball away. And to not have an interception, and you think of Eric Wright, Ronnie Lott, Merton Hanks, Eric Davis, all those ball hawks from back in the – you got to get a – Deion, you got to get a pick.
Do they have anybody on their – in the defensive backfield as good as any of the guys you mentioned?
Renardo Green, I'm just saying. He played at Florida State. He, you know, he's a work in progress. Young Upton Stout. So, you know, you might not get the fruits of your labor right now, but down the road, these youngsters, you hope Michael Williams and the rest of the gang, you know, is going to pay off for them. But right now, you're 4-2, Steiny, and I was going to ask Steve this. You said the league. I think the Chiefs have solidified. This is just me. The AFC, whatever. But I look at the NFC. Who are you really afraid of? Like, Tampa's a great, you know, off to a great start, and you were in the game with them. Green Bay? I don't know. Something's up with Love. And Philly? I'm just, it's wide open right now.
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I'll give you right now.
And the Rams, you just beat them.
I'll give you right now, but I'm telling you, I just feel like the first 4 to 6 weeks, things are going to start shaking out.
Now,
I'm not saying, oh, the Eagles are going to be back. They might not be back.
Well, they haven't really technically left when you look at their record. They got talent.
Right, and you know, if the Eagles aren't the team we thought, that's possible, but yeah. You know, just because the Packers are 3-1-1.
But people said, they're Super Bowl favorites with the Micah trade. It's okay. Kind of fizzled.
No, isn't that dumb-dumb?
Yeah, well,
that's
gotcha.
Dumb-dumb.
But it's what we do.
It's dumb-dumb stuff, yeah, though.
No, it's what we do.
You cannot proclaim the Super Bowl favorite after a week or two.
And now look at the Bears.
What are they doing?
3-2. Just beat the Commanders. Caleb Williams, Donnie. I mean, I was always a fan, but now look, Ben Johnson's doing wonders for him. Oh, they got a fumble. What the Niners got, you create your...
Let me just ask you a question.
Good fortune, yeah.
If Moody doinks like we expected him to doink, would you be as high on the Bears today?
Then they'd be 2-3. But I feel like that's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question. That's my point. They're one doink away from being 2-3, and then we just wouldn't be saying, boy, Ben Johnson's doing a great job.
Well, what if I came to work and I got some whoopee the night before at home and I'm in a good mood?
That's good.
And then you say, well, you're in a bad mood. I didn't get any whoopee. Like, why go there? Like, you got to just enjoy. He made the kick.
That's what life's about.
He made the kick.
Right.
They're 3-2. So now I'm looking at them like they're 3-2. What they are, 3-2. Why look at it like?
Because one play, one game-winning kick to me doesn't mean, oh, you're a better team. Like, they won the game because of the... But that's
how the Niners have got, and they created their own luck to...
Right. Are they a 4-2 team?
Yeah.
I know they are, how's their margin for error?
Razor thin.
That's all I'm saying. 888-957-9570. By the way, I want to talk about... we got a little more info coming down the pike about... Juwan Jennings. I'll play that in a second.
Okay.
But first, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Nothing. It's just unfair to you and Evan, but I got to do this, Donnie. It's hashtag random. I'm really stressing out on this NBA and Prime League Pass, but I saw an old Maverick game. Mavericks were in Utah. I was played a couple games. Cooper Flags, Donnie, just put him down for Rookie of the Year.
He is
in a perfect situation.
I'm not taking him for Rookie of the Year. I'm not taking him for Rookie of the Year.
So is that a bet? Now that can just be a straight up bet.
Big odds. You go find the odds. I'm not like you.
Elaborate on that.
There's a better bet out there for Rookie of the Year. Edgecombe. In Philly, you think I'm kidding?
No,
that kid's gonna play all year.
But we weren't talking about him. We're talking about Cooper Flagg.
I would bet on Edgecombe.
I like what I see, man. I'm just saying, boy,
he's not even gonna play.
He can handle the right. He's about to start, man. Jeez. Jason put him in the start lineup.
You wait till they get into crunch time games. Jason Kidd's gonna be like, I ain't playing a rookie.
All right, I just had to get that. You have not been betting me.
Edgecombe has like the fifth best odds.
Oh, yeah, I like. Okay, give me a run them down. Run 1 through 5.
Flagg is number
number one.
Oh, I tell you who's two. Ace Bailey, no doubt.
Yep. Ace Bailey.
Yep.
Trey Johnson for the Wizards.
Mm.
And Dylan Harper for the Spurs.
Nice. I'm excited, man. We got hoops coming.
Knupple.
Who's he? Who he play for?
The Hornets.
Come on now. Who?
Can you, you know what? Do me a favor.
Whatever.
Actually, do you know how to pronounce it right? I'll try to get it right.
I think it's Con Knupple.
Knupple.
Wow. Look at E. Because
and his first name is Con?
Yeah.
Chaka, like K H A N?
K O N.
K O N.
Mm.
Now, that's an interesting first name. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The second.
Well, then there was a first. Con Senior. All right. Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
He's mad about something. And he took it out on Kyle Shanahan. Had a shouting match with him on the sideline.
How did it not get captured? But
then went after, then after the game, complained about injuries, and Trent Williams told him to shut up. And it looks like trouble might be brewing with Jennings. What did Shanahan say yesterday about, hey, what happened?
You know, two people know each other pretty well and are pretty competitive about other things can have really, really intense conversations that don't always come off as a normal conversation, just hanging out, you know, after a press conference with you. But it's stuff that you don't, you know, you don't need to make too many assumptions about, because it wasn't anything that big of a deal. Yeah, we were aggressive and intense in our conversations, but I think conversations like that can also lead to making people closer and leading to a better outcome for people.
I got to tell you, man, he's invited to my cookout, man. What did you always say about Gabe Kapler? And I tried to defend him, but Steiner, you said he was a phony. And people sniff phonies out. Say what you want about Kyle, man. Like, well, maybe, why do I believe that?
Well,
they had some stuff to say, and maybe Jenny was like, throw me the damn ball. He said what
maybe
he had
Jenny's
to say, and we keep
you're a phony.
No, he was saying, I want to run.
You don't know that. Maybe he's saying, you know what? I'm sick of it. Well, everybody thinks you're real, but I know you're a phony.
You know what? I'll say this to that. And what I've always said and defended Kyle, not that he needs me. Nobody's ever put him on blast. What if I told you that was if he really was upset with five broken ribs and a high ankle sprain or whatever you're dealing with, Juwan, watching your boy born be reborn again, wasn't that the time to kind of say, instead of say, go ask him? Because that was respect to me when the reporter said, and he said, go ask Kyle.
Wait, it was what?
Respect. He could have handled that. If he wanted to even give you a little, or what Tua did, snitching.
You are absolutely.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're out of your mind.
When he said, you go ask him.
You're out of your mind.
He was like, I'm not taking the bait to tell you why I was hot or what, you know?
He's afraid. He's afraid. Like, he didn't have the guts.
Well, obviously he's not afraid.
He didn't have the guts.
But he had the guts to argue with the coach.
That's a cop-out answer. That's the way I look at it. I get it. You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
He didn't go public with it.
Yes, he did. He got to a shouting match with him on the sidelines.
But he didn't pillow talk, is what I'm saying to the reporters. Go ask him.
Yes, he did. That's a cop out.
Evan, you take that as a cop out.
Why didn't you just say, I'm frustrated and get the ball?
Mm-mm. Sounds like he was pissed about something.
Yeah.
And
but the fact
that's the political answer.
And there we go. And which is respect to me.
Yeah. No, but it means he's pissed.
Oh, no doubt about it. I'm saying that.
It was also after he revealed, which I didn't realize at the time, which is true. Players don't often tell you what they're hurt with. Like, that's the job of the coach.
And he's catching heat for
that's
that,
good
too.
Point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I think that's why we detected that tone in Trent Williams.
But a lot of people didn't like him using that that forum to divulge that he had five broken ribs.
Well, who do you think's the most important person out there that's got to weigh him talking about his injuries? And if it's the way to go about it or not. Kyle Shanahan,
oh,
right?
No doubt.
Okay, well, let's ask Kyle Shanahan. Okay. Hey, Juwan Jennings running down the injury list when it's not his job. That's cool, though, right?
Yeah, I think Juwan's in a good mental space. I think Juwan's a very emotional player. I think that's one of the things that makes him great. So anytime we have a tough loss like that he is banged up and playing through a lot of stuff, you know, I don't think he's in the best mood, especially after a loss like that. But Juwan is good. Juwan battled completely to come play in that game. I know he'll battle it again to do it this week. Got a lot of love for Juwan. I hope he can get healthier so he can get back out there and be more consistent for us.
Juwan Jennings.
Oh. He did.
Little cut at the end.
The C word.
None horn.
Little bit of a cut at the end.
consistent.
Once you get healthy, I got Mr. Holdout.
How do you play anything with five broken ribs?
You know what?
No, I'm serious. Come
I
on.
Don't know, but I'll tell you what. Must be pretty tough.
Have you broken any bone? I have not.
Broke a bone in my foot.
Ooh. Yeah. Jordan. Remember he broke it against the Warriors back in the day.
Yeah. Stepped on Billy Fike's foot after
Now that I
shot.
Didn't know. Me and my brother
it was
were
after college. I was an Iron Man in high school and college.
Oh, you're a broken foot.
Yeah, I broke my foot.
Stepping on somebody.
Fifth metatarsal.
Cast.
Yeah. Yep. 6 weeks.
Damn.
No, it was more than that. I made the shot.
I wish we had footage.
It was in a summer league.
You have no video of your playing day. Well, you're D3.
I believe it's Scotty.
I not only don't have video, I can't even find a story about it.
I'll watch it.
Oh, do you know? Oh, God. Don't let me get a call that says, you know, we found some old films of your games back in high school and college.
Oh, come on,
man. Lock myself in a room for a weekend watching those.
Knowing you, you'd probably be disappointed in yourself.
Wow.
I might be, actually. Depends on the game.
I was quicker.
Dude, no. And would you admit it, Evan? Wow.
I never thought I was quicker.
That's not how I remember it,
you know? In fact, as the great Pete Carril said, the coach of Princeton, you know, one of the things we had trouble with was Maddie's slowness.
he said
leading up to the game, you know, it was really hard to simulate his slowness in our practice.
So you were easy to guard.
He called me molasses.
I called you Luca.
Dude.
That's right. I had eight. I got eight against Princeton. And you might say eight. Yeah. The game was 41-40. So it was a big night for me with eight.
I got a big ass. Dude, yeah, you do.
Yes, I did. I still do. All right. More Kyle Shanahan talking about, he had some good stuff yesterday, talking about Jennings, the shouting match, and this is Brandon Ayuk we will start to get into, and he was asked about Ayuk yesterday. Remember, week six was one of the first times we heard that it would be on the Sooner side to get Ayuk back. Well, he's not ready, but this is what Shanahan said about his timeline.
Yeah, no time frame. I mean, I always look around that week 10 thing, but we're not putting an exact date on it. I know he's rehabbing real hard and put together a few good weeks here, and hopefully he's getting closer and closer, which I believe he is, but no, we're not giving an exact date on it.
Man, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 even sounds like week 10 actually sounds, you know, just like a number he threw out there. It could be 9 or
because Sonny, that wasn't just a torn Achilles. He wrecked a lot of. He wrecked the whole knee, man. And I'm just getting. I'm bringing up my guy, Dre Greenlaw vibes, and I don't want to jinx IU because you know Greenlaw was dealing with far less, but it robbed him of the season. He came back and you know had to go back off, but man, you do think if IU's going to see the field this season, you know. And if it's week 12 or 13 at that point, let's just say there's a delay, Stoney, is it worth it? Or you just say, hey, you know what, Brandon? Or if you're in the playoff hunt and you can make the playoffs, who am I to say? Just go out there and do it.
Shoot, I was going to say something.
Because Uncle Looney asked, who were our games like? I text Spreewell for me. But, you know, I know you said Daly didn't remember.
So the question was, who was your game like, not who you wanted your game to be like?
Evan, that's what I'm saying, Spree.
So you acknowledge you weren't the most cerebral player.
No.
You acknowledge you're highly volatile.
Phil Handy called me the black Bill Laimbeer to you. And you acknowledge. You respected that. Others laughed, but they didn't understand. Bill had game. But okay, to me, that's who I was, Spree.
So one guy sees your game and says it's lame beer, and you say it's Spreewell. Like, they're two different players.
Yeah, he was wrong. He was wrong. I didn't like it.
You're more likable than lame beer.
But I can try.
Now,
probably not
when he's on the court cheating.
No, I'd hard
foul. Worse than
lame
beer.
Me and you would
hard
foul.
Yeah, you'd hard foul. That's
anybody.
I'd line the ball off your head so hard, I'd knock you out.
That dude was 6'6". We were about to get into it. Dude, at the World War Tournament, I had to send a message. God, right. Hard foul. Everybody was scared. No, but they had my back. I was ready. I had to send a message. Dude, he was big, and he looked like, that's an OG with waves. I might have to. Okay. Yeah. Brother. We lost.
I know. I know you did. I know you did.
I'm off. I'm out.
All right. We've got Jeff Chedia coming up at 1 o'clock, senior writer for NFL.com. He's also on-air talent for that network. He's going to join us at 1. Earlier today, we had Steve Weish, also of the NFL Network, and Baldy was on this morning, and what we're weighing is how aggressive the Niners should be about making a move to solidify most likely their defense, but I'll give them a little offensive line too. And should they entertain giving up future draft picks for a player or players that are going to bolster their team right now? Is it worth it? And right now my feeling is it's not worth it. Let's wait to make sure. Yeah,
there you go.
More of us knowing who we are. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And don't forget, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be open with a DJ and bartenders serving Gold Bar Whiskey. If you're going to be at the game, or you want to go to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com. All you do is you drive down to Laughing Monk, you hop on the shuttle, you go to the game, you hop on the shuttle, you get back to Laughing Monk. Go check it out, 957thegame.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're Hot. Listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He wasn't done.
I know. Well, yeah. Pods, they got a game tonight. Dude, let's go, man. We got football and hoops.
I got a big sports day ahead of me.
Talk about it.
I got to stay in the city tonight or today for till about 9:30. Yeah. And I'm just been, so what do we got? We're going to have, what's the baseball game? Dodgers?
Yeah, Dodgers, Brewers.
What time?
5.
Perfect.
You got a 4 o'clock football game.
Who?
South Alabama and
Liberty?
Liberty.
Liberty?
Yeah. 4.5 if you're into that.
You can't play football on a Tuesday.
They're playing.
That is bad. There's four games tonight.
Then we got Warriors at 7.
Blazers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got stuff to do. Yeah. I can figure it out for sure. Brian Baldinger was on with the morning show. This is, and I want you to hear what he said about Fred Warner and what he thinks of him. And it was a great, great little story. I want to play it and then try to make a point after it.
There's only one Fred Warner in this whole league. I do this every week, sit in this film room and watch every game and every play. And there's nobody I would rather watch on a daily basis than Fred Warner play football. Because there's an absolute joy to his violence and the way they played. And, you know, for I'll never forget this, guys. His rookie year was 2018, his third round pick, BYU. And I'm doing the game, 49ers and Vikings at US Bank Stadium. And I'm down the field before the game and I see John Lynch. And I asked John about who's their Mike linebacker going to be. And he didn't hesitate. Fred Warner's our Mike linebacker. And there's a lot of other guys there then. And from that first day in 2018, for 132 straight starts, Fred Warner lined up every Sunday, every week, every game. And you just think that he's just going to go like a maniac, like a Full Metal Jacket, go make every play like he does and just bounce up off the ground like he always did. And he was just going to do this forever.
Yeah, well, he got hurt on Sunday, and now the 49ers got to figure out what to do. And this is what I'm getting at
here. Mike linebacker, Stani.
And this is what Baldy, we had a cut from him earlier where he said the 49ers have to be aggressive right now in order to stay competitive. But here's the conundrum. Fred Warner and Bosa are irreplaceable. Like, you cannot replace them.
No doubt. You can
bolster the rest of the defense with players, but I'm not sure you can replace them. So, in fact, I don't think you can. So, if you can't replace them, is it enough just to go get some reinforcements? And if so, what's the goal of the reinforcements? To turn them into a Super Bowl contender? To give them a better chance at the playoffs?
The move is for now, N-O-W. Right
now. I'm not...
I get it.
When you say right now, I'm out. 2 weeks ago, let's revisit it.
Man,
That's kind of the way I would go about it.
It's the first time we wholeheartedly agree. And I think that's what they're doing. And Stani, what if they're 6-2 and that's still not enough for them with what they've been through in regard, I won't call it sport tragedies, when it comes to draft capital? They might be like, hey, we love y'all, but we don't love y'all that much.
Yeah, and so, John Lynch over the course of the next few weeks has to figure out exactly where this team is and what their ceiling is. But not only that, he's got to figure out what their floor could be, too.
That will reveal itself.
That's the thing. It's not outside the realm of possibility that the 49ers could continue to be competitive and challenge for the division. It's also possible the season could start to slip out of their hands and they don't make the playoffs.
Well, let me help you out, Stani. You go, if they're 4-4 in a couple weeks, all bets are off.
I would not disagree with you there. Let's go to Dave. Dave's in Fresno, wants to talk about how aggressive the 49ers should be. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, I'm doing good, bro.
Thanks.
I'm doing good. I also want to say about the trade, it's from the Niners aspect. You have to look at it this way. You don't want to give up assets. I agree with that. But what are those assets? These first-round, second-round picks? In their history, they haven't really been that good, if you're being honest. So, right now, people are probably climbing for a trade because they're not getting early dividends from the haul they had this past year. I know it's early, but I'm not seeing much impact from the young guys. Nobody's getting sacked, INTs. I'm not seeing nothing game changing. So right now, if you're the Niners, it doesn't have to be a replacement for Bosa or Fred. If you can get a premier talent or a young player who, you want to keep around for a while, or just I'm just going to throw some names. I'm not sure if they're available, Sauce Gardner or Myles Garrett or whoever. Whoever can help your team, regardless of position, you just need some juice. You need some impact. Mm. Right now, especially on defense, with those two guys, nobody's bringing anything to the table. It's just guys clocking in and getting a check. There's no impact. There's no difference-making going on. So if you can, whether it be a first, second, third, whatever, you just have to call around and see what you can do. Because even if you hold those picks, they're not guaranteed to be, you know, a slam dunk pick. I'd rather go for a sure thing and then just hold on to picks. And then they turn out to be more development projects, you know? So give me an established player can help me regardless of position, and I'll be cool with that.
Appreciate it, Dave. You know, I'm looking at I don't think that factors in. I don't think it should factor in a way. If you don't think the 49ers have drafted well, does that mean, who cares about the picks? Because you don't draft well, so you may as well trade them.
Hell no.
But I'm looking at the draft from last year. I think it was pretty good. Last year they drafted Pearsall in the first round. He looks like he can play. Renardo Green's already played a lot.
Yep.
Pooney's already a mainstay. Mustafa got hurt, but is coming back. But he's
back.
He's very positive. Garendo, not sure what happened to him this year.
Oh man.
Cowing, he's still on the roster, right? Jacob Cowing. And then Jared Kingston, and then Tatum Bethune. He just supplanted Fred Warner.
Five solo tackles the other day, but I'm with you. And let's just say his point was the drafts have been bad. That's like missing 9 straight shots, but you got to hit the 10th. And you don't rob yourself of that opportunity of trying to improve your teams, Donnie. And they got to just go to the lab. And last year, I mean, they didn't get second-guessed. And if they did, maybe I didn't hear it, but it was all defense. I got to believe this upcoming draft for the Niners, regardless of what this season culminates with, you know, this season, a playoff berth, not making the playoffs, you got to bolster your offensive line. And for that matter, I got to check myself now too, Stoney, with this injury to Bosa. You got to still add, and you could do it via free agency and the draft.
You're talking about after the year.
After the year, no doubt.
Yeah, gotcha.
They're losing in the trenches, man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. How are we assessing the 4-2 start? You know, we're essentially a third of the way through the season. That's the one thing that I think – is clouding this whole thing is if I just said, hey, how good are the Niners? I think you'd get all kinds of different answers.
But the one truth would be 4-2.
That's a truth number-wise, but Shanahan, Lynch, they evaluate in a different way. And it is fair to look at this team and say, yeah, they're 4-2, but they're not a great team.
Right.
In fact, they still have to prove to me they're a good team. Not me, but the people.
But with these injuries, wouldn't you believe if we put a poll up, if you're really being real, that more people would check that box as your answer?
Which one?
They're going to 4-2.
Fall out?
Not fall out, but come, you know, we're 4-2 and we've had some good fortune, but man, this might just be too tough to overcome.
Well, that's why I like getting the national perspective. And we had Steve Weish on earlier today, and he's not giving up on the Niners making the playoffs.
And I'm not either.
No, I don't. That's the point. I don't think it's time to. There's 11 weeks left. There'll be plenty of time to say, you know what, this isn't our year. But you can't give into it not being your year because it looks like it might not be when you're 4-2. Like you gotta play it out.
Yeah. And
a little longer.
Yeah, I'm with you. So this Sunday night, right, they host the Atlanta Falcons. If I were to ask you right now, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this exercise, Donnie, who the best defensive player on the Niners is
right
that
now?
Will be on that field Sunday, what would your answer be? I have mine, and it's concerning.
Who's our best defensive player right now?
In your estimation, when they take the field Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons.
Is it D. Winners?
I was going to say Lenore.
Oh, yeah, and yeah. I'd probably say that.
I love the secondary all day, but Stoney, that's on the third. Like, I want it to be my linebacker or somebody on the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you brought him up because he was brought up to Shanahan yesterday talking about his leadership and is there any way that he can not replace but do some of the things Warner did in terms of play calling.
when it comes to that stuff, I mean, a Mike linebacker directs the traffic just like a center or quarterback does on offense. So that's more position-based. You don't have the corners making the calls and everything for your front and strengths and where the pressures come from. But, I mean, I like Demo talking that way. I mean, guys who have been here and guys who have played at a higher level, yeah, we need them playing their best at all times, especially in a situation like this. But it doesn't mean that guys just start making stuff up and doing stuff that they don't have to do. But there is, you know, Demo's been one of our better players here over the last few years. And I love that he's basically, in my opinion, saying he needs to play that way every week now, going forward more than ever.
All right, Kyle Shanahan on Lenore. Did somebody ask Lenore if he could do the defensive play calling, and he said yes? Well, and then Shanahan said, yeah, that doesn't happen.
Right, I got you.
I may have misinterpreted.
Hey, you brought up Garindo, and Stani, we can do Brian Robinson, but he wasn't drafted by the Niners. But I got to tell you, that is somewhat of a shock on what I thought he was going to be to this Niner team, to where you didn't even need Brian Robinson Jr., neither here nor there. But what's up with Nick Martin? Dude's been inactive. Now, is it one of those things we're going to see what he can do when he's able? Or, like, I thought he was going to have a part in this, even with Fred and Bosa there, like he was going to be a part. But that's a question mark. You know, we haven't seen much of him at all.
Well, I think they need Williams, Collins, and Nick Martin, and hell, Upton Stout, too, to keep playing. You know what? Here's a little under the radar thing. Jordan Watkins, he could play Sunday. It sounds like he's practicing this week along with George Kittle. So maybe they get him back, and slowly but surely the offense starts to look like itself. And now we can reassess the team in a different way. I think that's the other thing. If you look at this team, like, I don't think they're great right now, but part of that's because I don't think the offense has been great.
They haven't, and again, I'm just saying it, but Stan, they haven't scored 30 yet.
They haven't scored 27. Mm. But yeah, they got to start figuring out a way to put more points on the board.
And this is just how sports work, right? Because in a vacuum, I'm looking at, and I said it before the Tampa Bay game, the Seattle Seahawks, who the Niners beat with Brock Purdy at Seattle, they beat Seattle, but Seattle and Darnold were able to put up 35 on Tampa. And that's why I'm Simple Simon when it comes to this, Donnie. I'm thinking, if you can do that and they can do that, Colin, Mac Jones will be able to do that. And they didn't.
Well, they didn't because
they came around the rock.
And, yeah, their offensive line wasn't good enough.
And they couldn't block.
And they're paying the price for not having some of their top-line receivers. Let's go to Chris. Chris is in San Jose. How you doing, Chris? What's going on, man?
I'm doing excellent. I thought it was going to rain all day today, so kind of happy about that. Yeah. The rain's not as bad as I thought they'd be.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's about the only positive thing I'm going to say on this call. A couple of things, and you always take a win. You can't go back in history. I truly believe that we are incredibly lucky to be 4-2. Let's just say you lose against the Rams, you lose against Seattle. They're both 5-1, and you're 2-4. That's how fine the line is right now. So, you know, and you guys were talking about personnel and, you know, everyone kind of, you know, up and down because they got stars like Warner, Kittle, you know, they drafted those guys. They get credit for that. But, you know, it's abysmal when you really look at their draft record. So to take it a step further, Warner's been paid, Kittle's been paid, Bosa's been paid, you know, Purdy's been paid. All of these guys have been paid. They've all been injured.
Yeah.
You know, D'Amador Lenore, I'm sorry, if he's our best defensive player, we're in trouble. I don't buy into the PFF all the time, but he's the 100th ranked cornerback in the league. You know, the Eagles have two or three cornerbacks better than him. Same with the Broncos. You go around the league, all these teams. I mean, we overvalue our own guys. So I called in, I think it was Dibbers. I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we're talking about making these fringe moves for this season, which I get. You never want to give up on a season. These are professional athletes. They're going to go out. They're all trying to get paid for the future. They're trying to make their mark. You don't give up on a season ever. So if you want to make some fringe moves, that's fine. But I look at it from a different perspective. I'm not the GM. You know, I'm able to be a little bit cutthroat, like I'm playing Madden over here.
Sure.
And I know I get guaranteed players in return. But, again, Bosa, Warner, all of these guys are getting older. They are often injured, maybe except for Fred. But he's going to be dealing with that serious injury a while. So from my vantage point, it's just so glaringly obvious, which is what I told Divers, we need to rebuild. We need to rebuild. The window is gone. You know, the trenches are awful. The cupboard is bare in talent. I understand Kyle is a great, I believe in Kyle, even with his shortcomings. I know that the grass isn't always greener. He's a great coach. But somebody needs to be held accountable. And it's got to be someone in the front office. John Lynch and his boys, I don't know what's going on there, but like the last caller said, this draft class is a dud. You know, Michael Williams, he looks okay. Your third-round pick can't even see the field, so what's wrong with that? I mean, somebody's got to answer for something, because I'm here to tell you, we're going to fall off a cliff, and we need to decide who is going to be leading the way for the rebuild.
Hey, real quick. Real quick, though. Yeah. Don't you think you're being short-sighted? I hear you in the passion, but you've been to two Super Bowls since 2019. So, yeah, and if the coverage aren't bare, but come on. I feel like you're omitting the good stuff, the good times. You didn't win it, but they were dominant for a long time, man.
I hear you, but contrary to what you're saying, you say I'm short-sighted. No. I'm actually long-sighted here, Goo, because in the short term, these next 2 years are going to be, I mean, what are we doing here? Yeah. It's not going to pan out. I'm thinking about the long term, brother.
Yeah.
These guys are getting older. We missed the window. You got it. I mean, you don't want to trade superstars, because what are you going to get for these guys with their massive contracts? You know, you're not going to get much. And then, you know, you got to hit on the draft, which they have about a 30% chance of success. You know, if that.
You know, hey, Chris, great call. Really appreciate it. And
he's done.
As Gary Reinich would say, you know, the way you feel is the way you feel.
Yeah.
The one thing he said at the beginning that I would agree with is he said, you know, I think they've been lucky. All right. I do too.
This through the sixth game?
Yes.
Okay, right. They have. Well, come on now.
Okay, but yes, they have. Okay, they have.
Yeah.
But because they've been lucky, they're 4-2. And like, you got to give it another couple weeks. If they were 2-4, yes, then I think we're in a totally different spot. And I'm totally with the caller on, you can never punt on a season.
But are you going to mortgage the future to go in the playoffs and maybe get bounced in the first round if you're lucky to make the offs?
No, definitely not.
And he came strong, Stani, and this triggered me. My guy Austin in San Jose, caller coming strong, Guru selling the past. Did it sound like I'm selling the past when you talk about, I mean, you can't just say they haven't built anything. They had their chances, and now the chickens are coming home to roost in regard to now your best players that you paid handsomely are injured. And Ayuk is one of them. He's younger, but I'm not selling the past. That hit me. But Stani, they built something,
right.
And now maybe you're at the end of that.
Right.
And
that's
now
what he's,
you got
that's
a
all
defense
saying.
Litter with youngsters.
That's what he's saying. You know, he's saying the window's closed. He's saying the window's closed.
But
that's a very fair opinion, I believe.
Now, I need to see how this year plays out before you say that.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying I subscribe 100%. Yeah. But if you're telling me that there's some 49er fans that are looking at this like, look, the window's closed. We've got to take this into a different direction. That's fair. And you know what? It may become unquestionable 4 weeks from now, depending on what happens. So I kind of get that. And you know what? I mean, yeah, when I look at this team moving forward, this is where I'm a little different than you. I look at, okay, here's what I would do realistically. Trent Williams is never going to be Trent Williams again.
He's good for him,
but he's getting worse. McCaffrey looks good, but he cannot do this for multiple years, I don't believe, at this level. Nick Bosa. Well, now we got to worry about if he can reach the level that he's reached
in
the
past. I get what you're putting down. Keep going.
I got to keep going. Fred Warner. We don't know now, and I'm not saying you write these guys off, but know now there is a little doubt in terms of the future. Similar to, you know, Brandon Ayuk. Are we going to miss him for the rest of the year? What do we expect from him next year? So there is something absolutely to, this team's best players are all, most of them are on the downside of their career, and bringing them back next year doesn't ensure anything except they might take another step back.
All right. I hear that. And I swear to you, I hear the caller's point. And I'm going to just say to you, to me, Daryl Johnson, Stoney, when I hear rebuild in football, that consists of offense and defensive lines. Like, you got to build those up, and that takes time. You know what I mean?
Like, right, maybe by the time that they...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Build them up. Those guys are going to be fossils.
You could be right.
Like, if it takes 2 years to build up the offensive line, Christian McCaffrey may not be running behind it.
And as far as this year, 85 coming back to me is their last pit stop of, okay, because you asked me, Goo, can they fix it? Can they start blocking better? And he's only one guy, but he's great at it. So when we do see Kittle back, you know, hopefully you see McCaffrey going for 100 yards, and some might be like, what are you smoking or drinking? That's too much on Kittle. That's not all his job. But, Stoney, at this juncture through 6-24 quarters, I just really believe this might be who their O-line is. And then on the flip side, you got some youngsters on the defensive line. But, Stoney, they're not causing ruckus yet. And now they got to cause ruckus and stop the run without Bosa and Warner.
Well, they're not going to be able to do that. Probably. The defense is just too young. And that's why we gotta play a few more games to see if we can get more of a pulse on this team.
Man.
Now, I get people out there who are saying you don't need more of a look. Yeah, they're 4-2, but look, like my guy Harry, they're not going anywhere right now this year. Okay, well, if you don't think they're going anywhere, should they strategize with that in mind right now, and what would that look like?
And there are some Niner fans in my world that I know, Stoney, that would rather not make the playoffs than to make it and get bounced.
Oh, that's
and
ridiculous.
Get a draft,
to me.
Better draft position.
I think most Niners would say No chance. You like, here's the thing. If you make the playoffs, you're going to be making the playoffs with a young team. Who cares if you get your ass kicked in that first game?
I wonder what.
I can't believe man. Most 49er fans
I know
are not taking
that. I know some.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. Head over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.